Hi, this is Fish and Frank, and welcome to Radio Fishing. And it's the last day in November, last day of snook season. And people have been enjoying a free fishing day from the state, no license, no permits required. And Captain Kale had a group of people out today, and he's got some different report. The last time we talked, Kale, it didn't have the same result. What was the difference today?
Well, we caught fish today.
Yeah, well, that's always a good thing.
Definitely.
So we're gonna talk about you catching fish. I'm just gonna introduce Andrew. Andrew's the young man behind the counter and an up and coming captain. We'll be joining Captain Kale in our little Fish and Frank Strutter Ventures here pretty soon. But yep. Say hello, Andrew.
Hello.
Okay, you didn't fall for the joke, but yeah, that's okay. All right, Captain Kale, you had a different day. You caught fish.
We caught fish today. Two big factors changed it today. We actually had moving water today.
Did you have someone else running the boat, or were you on the boat?
I was on the boat.
Okay, so the captain stayed the same, but the results were varied.
Okay. The results were different.
Number one difference, you would say?
Tide. Close second was the bait that we had.
So you had water moving today.
Water moving. We had some good, healthy white bait today, which the spot that we went to, I went to because we had white bait.
Yeah, and so you had all this good bait, and you were able to, you had good bait, you had water moving, all these things combined, and what'd you guys end up with?
We caught some nice redfish, caught some really, really nice trout. The big trout that we caught today was bigger than the redfish, about 25 inches, 4 pounds.
Yeah, almost gator size.
Almost.
So what are we counting over gator? What are we going to call gator? He's got to be 5 pounds.
He's got to have teeth and scales.
You know, it's
gator, trout have teeth and scales, but
exactly.
what do you call for?
That's that sliding curve talked about with what gator trout are.
Andrew, how big does a gator trout have to be? 25 inches, 28 inches?
I consider anything up above 25. As soon as they got a big gut and they're mean and they pull just as much drag as a redfish or a snook, I consider them a gator.
So we're calling 25 over 4 pounds gator trout.
I'd say 5 pounds has got to be the cutoff. I want to bring it back up to the old standards.
So you want 5 pounds, you're looking at 4 pounds?
Yeah.
So we're called, it should be over 4 pounds to be gator trout.
Yeah. Okay. Any of these fish that have got a nickname, it's consistently getting smaller.
Yeah.
Flag yellowtail snapper. Just about any legal yellowtail snapper now is a flag. Bull redfish. If it's over 27 inches, it's a bull.
Well, I'm going to go along with that. Over slot, I'm going into bull. You know, I can go into bull over slot.
I usually don't call them bulls until they're at least 10 pounds.
Okay. But I'm going to go along with it's over slot. I'm going to kind of wishy-washy there in the bull. I'm going to, you know. To me, bull was always well over 35, you know, 35 and up. But even 20, anything over 27, I can call bull. But slot fish, you know, rat reds, definitely anything under 18.
Yeah, definitely.
But back to what you were catching today. You said you caught some redfish.
Yeah, we caught some nice redfish. They would have had their snook on the last day. They both lost their snook on the first jump.
So, ooh, that's hard.
It's hard, you know, that you get to see it, you get to see how big it is, and away she goes.
And you use those circle hooks. There's almost no way to land a fish with the damn circle hooks. I mean, you join the world here, Kale. Put a J-hook on that boat.
I absolutely love them. Love them.
Okay. Well, you didn't have to fillet a snook.
I
didn't have to fillet those two snook. So, anyway, where'd you find these redfish? Where were they? Close to the mangroves, out by the bar?
They were in behind the bar, technically.
Technically. Just behind Joe's Tavern.
Just behind Joe's Tavern. We talked about that guy that called in looking for the bar at Burnstore Marina.
Yeah.
He could see the restaurant, he could see the fuel dock, but he couldn't find the bar. And that's where we were fishing.
Okay. So anyway, he was just inside of Joe's Tavern there fishing for those redfish. So the redfish are behind the bar. Would you say up against the mangroves or under the mangroves or more open?
It's going to depend on the tide. Today, they would have been out in the open because you hear us come in here all the time and say, oh, there's no water out there. Today set a new standard for no water out there. I ran aground in some pretty new and exciting places that I usually don't.
And it's the best thing about running a flat bottom boat, because unlike running a V-hull, you're actually use more water to run in than you can float in. A
right,
V-hull
right.
actually runs in less water than it floats in.
Right.
So once you stop, your boat will literally float up.
Yeah, I don't call sea tow. I don't have to wait till high tide. I just kind of run from side to side to break the suction, and she floats up off the bottom, and I can let the wind blow me out. I can get on the trolling motor and get out.
Or just run the jack plate up and slosh the outboard.
Yeah, exactly.
So, but that's the great thing about running that big flat bottom boat. It it does take a little bit of a pounding when you get out in deep water, but back on the flats, they're still pretty amazing boats.
I don't like running aground this time of year. I try and avoid running aground.
Do you have a special time of year where you enjoy running aground?
Yeah, when the water's warm.
Andrew, isn't it?
I don't mind doing it when the water's warm.
So you didn't have to get out today, so it's
no,
a good day.
I try and not run aground when that water breaks 75. And speaking of the water breaking 75, we were out there Wednesday before Thanksgiving. The water was 75 degrees. Out there Friday, and it was down to 65, and it was down to 63 today.
Wow.
And that's even upriver.
That's amazing, because that's a lot of waterfall. So what's that going to do to the fishing, Andrew?
Hopefully what everybody thinks it's going to do. Everybody thinks, oh, cold weather. Crappie must be biting. The sheephead must be biting. The trout should be piled up in the mouths of Pirate Harbor and Burnt Store. But like Robert likes to say, if you put an ice cube in a swimming pool, it's not going to necessarily cool it down right away. So kind of got to wait for more consecutive cold fronts.
You're actually hoping for a little bit further drop, get it below 60, get those fish all bunched up and going good. You heard anybody catching anything, or is it pretty sporadic?
It's been sporadic. It's been hit or miss. It's not the way, like, middle of winter when everybody can go out and max out in 15, 20 minutes. It's here and there. It's ones and twos. They're starting to show up, but they haven't necessarily got to the point where I would like to go out and try targeting them.
Okay.
Are there still minnows left in the bait tank?
Surprisingly, yeah. Not
then,
a lot. But
then the crappie aren't biting.
Yeah.
They're hitting a little bit, but I think Andrew's right on the money. It's still been a real hit and miss. Now, you had a great day the other day on mangrove snappers, but
It saved the day. It wasn't a great day. It was horrible, all things considered.
But your customer was back in fishing that spot, so it couldn't have been too bad.
Right.
You
right.
drove he by was, today yeah, and looked and went, okay, there he is. He's fishing that spot.
He was
so.
Right in there.
Well, it actually, you know, you didn't do too bad when you take a client out one day and the next day you see him, he's fishing in the spots.
Yeah. Well, I tell people, you know, when you take a charter captain out, that first half hour you spend with that charter captain is an interview. Where can he take you and where can't he take you? And the first thing this guy, you know, I asked my clients, I said, hey, if you guys ever run a boat and if anything happens to me, you know, you guys can take over the boat. Oh, yeah, we've got a boat. And right there is that flips the red flag.
Okay.
Where can
now
I?
You're
can
giving
I
away this kill. Well, you shouldn't be talking about this.
I don't keep anything secret. Not a thing.
You're like me. I say anything to anybody, whatever it is, because I don't want to have to hide or worry about what I say.
Yeah, if I didn't do that, I would have had a great day yesterday.
So, anyway, been talking about fishing. Where did you find these trout? Now, give us a general area and proximity to the trees or the bars.
In the mouth of Burnt Store. The trout seem to be hanging out in the deeper water still. They want, number one, that moving water to bring them their food.
Right.
And where does that tide hit first on an incoming tide?
Down by Burnt Store. So almost straight across from the pass, so
exactly.
They get that good blast of salt and everything over there.
Yep.
Now, just up inside, if you were going to go up on the east side, let's say a little closer to Alligator Creek, where would you be looking for them? Up real close to the mangroves, out by the bar, if you wanted to do a little trout fishing tomorrow?
I've been finding the majority of the bigger trout are closer to the mangroves. If you get out there halfway through the bar, out to the sandbar, lots and lots of little trout. If you stay closer to the mangroves, that's where the bigger trout seem to be hiding. Don't go back inside the mangroves.
So
they're there, but not as many.
30, 50 feet out from the trees in that kind of where the boats are all running.
Yeah, where everybody runs, where the crab traps are. I get on the inside of that, start my drift so I can drift through it. And once I get out past the crab traps or about halfway point in the bar, I go back in.
and just keep making a drift until you find them. Because trout, they don't live anywhere. So you and them both got to show up in the same spot at the same time.
The hard part with the last couple of days has been controlling the drift. 20 mile an hour winds